Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot. And also, at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
If you or someone in your family is self-employed on a part or full-time basis and looking for excellent health insurance at an affordable price, the show is for you. I am super excited to be joined by a special guest, Tom Morrissey. He's the founder of Healthy Business Group, HBG. And as you'll hear in today's interview, Tom has nearly four decades of experience in the health insurance industry. He's committed to empowering individuals with more choices and flexibility in coverage. HBG helps small to mid-sized companies offer benefits traditionally only accessible to large corporations. Plus, their flagship product, which is called HBG Solo, is a unique health benefit designed for the smallest businesses like sole proprietors, solopreneurs, and freelancers. It gives comprehensive medical coverage within the nation's largest PPO network while helping solo business owners save anywhere from 20% up to 50% compared to traditional options. So I'm super excited to explore everything that self-employed people need to know about health insurance. Hey, friends, welcome back to the Money Girl podcast. I'm Laura Adams, an award-winning author who's been bringing you personal finance tips every week since 2008 with over 41 million downloads. I'm also a money speaker and work with select brands doing on-camera and writing work as a financial spokesperson and consumer advocate. Please reach out if you want to collaborate for a future speaking event or PR campaign. As always, you can reach me using my contact page at lauradadams.com. That's also where you can learn more about my work, books, and money courses. You can also leave me a message, a show topic, or a money question by calling 302-364-0308. In my interview with Tom today, we talk about tips for individuals and families to afford health insurance as costs continue rising. We talk about why they're rising. We give options for the self-employed to purchase affordable quality health insurance. We talk about why having a health plan is an essential part of a healthy financial life. And when you should shop for health insurance, that's really important, and tips for comparing plans. We talk about how to qualify for an HBG solo health plan. We talk about what to do if you earn too much to qualify for an ACA marketplace subsidy. We cover some of the benefits of pairing an HSA with a qualified health plan and ways to get more savings out of your health plan each year. We cover how to get a 13-month health plan for extra savings and a lot more. So I won't keep you waiting. Here is my interview with Tom Morrissey. Tom, welcome to the Money Girl podcast.
Thank you very much, Laura. I want to thank you for asking me to join you today on Money Girl. At Healthy Business Group, we're big on Money Girl, and we're actually big on your book as well. So thanks for having us. I think our interests are aligned in helping solopreneurs.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. I want to just start out with your founder story. I'm curious about how, when, and why you started this business.
Okay. Well, I started a Healthy Business Group 13 years ago. We're in our 13th year. I spent the first, let's call it two-thirds of my career to date at Cigna, one company, 25 years, started in 1985. And what I did for them is I was in sales in the middle market and large national account space. And a great run. I did a lot of great work with a lot of large employers, but I left out of frustration primarily. I was frustrated really that the smaller end of the market, the small employer, the middle market employer, wasn't given access to the tools and solutions and cost-cutting capabilities that the national accounts had access to. So we left Cigna, a crew, left Cigna to start Healthy Business Group, really to put the tools in the hands of the people that need it most. And to us, that was the smaller employer.
Love that. Let's step back a minute and just say why healthcare is so important in the first place. You know, if somebody is out there thinking, well, I don't really need health insurance because I'm healthy and I haven't had any issues so far, you know, what are the reasons that they really need to rethink that?
Well, you know, there's news just today, and I know this won't air for a week or so, but I don't know if you heard the story of Mary Lou Retton. Why do you need health insurance? Well, here we have an Olympic gold medalist who, believe it or not, for whatever reason, didn't have health insurance, and she developed a serious case of pneumonia recently, and you know, life-threatening issue. The family had to get up a GoFundMe page, which, and they've done extremely well on that, but you can't really plan to crowdfund your healthcare. So the healthiest of people, I would say, it really doesn't matter how healthy you are. It's great if you are healthy, but you've got to have that peace of mind, sleep insurance, that if something were to happen, an accident, just an unforeseen circumstance, you need to have coverage. Because some of these claims, now I'm not saying the Mary Lou Retton situation is a multi-million dollar claim, but that'll cost quite a bit of money. And just not having that insurance has stressed out a lot of people, her family. It's all over the place in terms of debating, you know, how can that happen? How can somebody of her import not have health insurance? So I'm a big believer, frankly, in the lowest cost health insurance you can buy. And we'll talk a little bit more about that and affordability and making sure you're well suited, depend on where you are and what place you're in at the time.
Yeah. I mean, especially if you're healthy, you do have to think, I could be in a car accident. I could have something happen. You know, your appendix can burst out of nowhere. That happened to my husband last year. And I think the bill ended up being, you know, $15,000 after looking at all of the retail.
Sure.
Of course, we had insurance to cover the majority of it. But even that quick overnight stay in the hospital for a very routine surgery could be tens of thousands of dollars. And we're talking hundreds of thousands if you have a chronic illness like cancer that requires ongoing care. So, you know, the bottom line is healthcare is expensive. And if you're not protecting yourself with insurance, you're really leaving yourself very vulnerable to, I mean, even bankruptcy. Medical bills are a common reason for bankruptcy these days.
I like to say, you know, insurance is boring. It kind of stinks that we even have to talk about it, but it is a necessity. I've been doing it all my life, and you know, it is important to be properly insured. You can't skimp on that.
What about people who are self-employed? You've really gotten into that niche. What are some of the challenges self-employed people are facing these days when it comes to getting coverage?
That's a great question, and really the reason we started Solo Group Health Collective. Solo is a health plan for sole proprietors, solopreneurs, freelancers, gig workers, and so on. These are the folks that have the least amount of access to the system. You know, if you're lucky enough to be employed by a large employer, even a small employer, you know, you kind of end up taking it for granted that you have benefits, but the options for the sole proprietors of the world, or the country anyway, are slim. Most of these folks are on exchanges or some other individual health insurance plan, where we felt the most underserved of that whole population are the healthy solopreneurs. Those that are healthy are really paying into larger pools of people that include a lot of unhealthy people. And by design, we created Solo to combat that and to create a place where healthy sole proprietors could come and join a like-minded group of people like them to pay less in health insurance costs. And I'm sure we'll get into the rising cost of care and all that stuff, that I can cover that later.
Yeah, let's get into that. You mentioned the rising cost of care, and I just saw recent news about, you know, we've just seen a huge jump in prices this year. In fact, you know, it just seems to get worse and worse every year. What do we do? What are some tips to actually protect ourselves from those rising costs of not only healthcare, but insurance?
Sure. Let me talk a little bit first about the rising costs and really what's happening in the country in terms of healthcare. You know, again, I've been at it all my life, or all my adult career life anyway. You know, in preparation for this interview, I've looked at some statistics, right? So Kaiser Family Foundation is a great place to go, independent resource. And as you said, there's news breaking just this week about the rising cost of care. In fact, large employers and employer surveys, the Kaiser Family Foundation is saying that the larger employers are reporting that the cost for family coverage of employer-sponsored healthcare has risen to just under $24,000 a year. And you asked earlier about, you know, how solopreneurs fit into this. The options for them are not as great. And for the most part, they're going to end up paying more than that because they are part of larger pools of less healthy people. Further to that discussion is the ACA exchanges. They are forecasting anywhere from 2 to 10% increases for January 1, where the median is going to be 6%. That's being said, we've already encountered folks who have gotten their renewals who are talking about 20 and 25% increases. So 2 to 10 is the average, 6 being the real average, but they're not really talking about those that are getting bumped even higher. And just one more fact, I really want your listeners to understand what is truly driving healthcare cost increases. So we talked about premiums going up, but not really the why as to, you know, what causes that. And a lot of it has to do, you can blame the insurance companies for their egregious profit levels. If you think about Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Cigna, Aetna, you know, they make a lot of money on the backs of consumers. But that being said, the real problem lies in the health of the country's population. It's in us. You know, the facts are, the Kaiser Family Foundation, again, 2/3 of the country is overweight. But more important is 34% of the country is obese. That is up from 2011 at 28% obesity rates. The cost of care for the obese population compared to the healthy population, in 2021, Kaiser Family Foundation says that the obese population cost, rounding up a little, $12,700 per person, whereas the healthy person who is not obese costs $4,700. That is 2.6 times more expensive for the obese population. Now, what's happening is, especially to your audience and your listeners who might be in the exchanges, they're in exchanges that cannot carve out pre-existing condition limitations. They take all comers. So it's safe to say that 34% of the population in these exchanges are obese, and cost of claims being 2.67 times higher than that, where what we've created with HBG Solo is a collective where the prospective member, your listener, is not buying individual health insurance on the exchange. They are taking advantage of themselves being a solopreneur. Again, sole proprietor, freelancer, gig worker, side hustler, as you like to call them in your book, at a couple different jobs and not being given health insurance. They're limited in what they can buy, but we've developed and devised a totally legitimate and legal way to set up a group insurance program called Solo, where we can ask health questions of these folks and have minimum qualifications being that the people are healthy as they come into the plan. Now, the plan will pay in full for everybody that's in the plan, but we're asking these medical questions so that we can bring in most of the people that don't have these health issues that are causing all the claims. So we're banding together like-minded healthy individuals who, prerequisite, have an employer identification number and are sole proprietors. We're bringing them in, they're bringing their families in, and they're saving a lot of money. The way they save money, I often get the question, you know, how, it's too good to be true. How can I save 50% on my health insurance? And the truth of the matter is, it's math. It's simple math. It's what I just explained, where an obese person costs a plan $12,000 per year or more, where a healthier person is $4,100. And if you just do the math, if you take three people, because it's one third obese, if you take one obese person and two healthy weight people and pull them together, that's going to be about $21,000 in claims if you use those averages. Whereas three people that are healthy come in at well under that, it's a 56% difference. That's how we save premium. It's not, you know, pie in the sky. It's based on the actual experience expected in our group, because we're bringing in, again, like-minded solopreneurs.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot, and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
So, Tom, if I am working at a big employer, and let's say I get terminated or I decide to leave, I want to go out on my own, I want to be self-employed, what are my options? Where should I even start? I know COBRA might be an option if I'm working for a larger company, but it can be quite expensive and it might only last for 18 months. At some point, I'm going to need to move beyond that. What are the next steps? How should I be thinking about shopping and comparing options?
Great question. And I agree with you. COBRA is a great way to go, but it is expensive. It really reveals what the employer is actually paying for your cost, because you're going to be charged in full for what they're covering, not just what you're paying as a payroll deduction. So COBRA's great as long as it lasts, and then you need to look again. So, you know, the ACA exchanges are a perfect spot. You can go through Health Sherpa, you can go straight to your state exchange to learn whether or not, as you come off your employer plan, you are eligible for a subsidy, and if the ACA plan has rates that you can afford. There are 14 million plus people in these exchanges. They're fine quality plans, for the most part, very comprehensive. The exchanges are a good place to go, but 90% of the people that are in the exchanges are in the exchanges getting subsidies to help them cover the cost of the care, because those plans are expensive, and it's the subsidies that drives the enrollment. So only 10% of people that are in the exchanges right now are not getting subsidies. And those folks probably have other options, because it's the really, like I said, it's the subsidy that really makes it competitive. The alternative being one of them is Solo Group Health Collective. You know, if you were to go to hbgsolo.com, you'll quickly find out what your rate is to become a member of the captive insurance company. It takes just seconds to get that rate. You go through a medical questionnaire after getting the rate to see if you're accepted, and then you're in. And it's more than likely that if you are accepted, if you can get through the health questionnaire, which is fairly basic, we expect about 70% of applicants will be accepted. It's reasonable for me to say that you're going to be even though you're coming off an employer plan where you really aren't seeing the total cost, the cost of that care is most likely well below what your COBRA cost would be and well below what your full cost would be on the exchanges without a subsidy.
Yeah. So when's the right time to do that? You know, when's the right time to think about shopping and comparing your options? Maybe you've had a life event like you lost a job or made a big change and you know, that may spur you to go out and shop. But what about just routinely from year to year? We know open enrollment begins November 1st. That's going to run through January 15, but you do have to get your plan in place by December 15 if you want it to begin on January 1st. So right. There is this window of time each year that everybody has to shop. Do you think that's the best time? Or would you encourage people to look at HBG Solo during other times of the year?
You know, the fact that we're airing this podcast on November 1st, the kickoff of open enrollment, is no coincidence, right? It is timely and it's strategic so that people do understand through your podcast what's out there. As of this airing, November 1st, now is the time to get online and start looking. We'd love for you to stop at hbgsolo.com just to get your rate. If you are eligible, having gone through the questions, there's a quick mechanism where you click a button, a hold your rate button. You may not even know what your ACA rates are. If you're in the ACA exchange now, you may not know what those rates are yet. You should by now, by November 1. But if you don't, You've got to find out what those rates are going to be, but you can hold your rates with us and see what the options are. If you depending upon what your ACA renewal is compared to what you could have our coverage for, that's going to be part of your buying decision. Health Sherpa, if you go to HBG Solo and are rejected because of the health questionnaire, a couple things should happen. One, I would encourage you, if you are relatively healthy, but may have answered that maybe you're on a prescription that is one of the 36 prescriptions we ask about. If you're relatively healthy, there's an opportunity for you to get in touch with our support team and talk to them about what you would need to do to see if we could have special underwriting on you to get you into the plan. So the medical questions we are asking are basically a gate, but it's not the be-all end-all. We do accept. With listening to people's stories, you know, we're asking information about 5 years ago. You might have been on a drug 4 years ago, and you might be perfectly healthy now, and we're perfectly willing to listen to that to get you on. And, you know, if you're not, we have another division of our company called Get Healthy. That's healthy with two E's, gethealthy.com. There's plenty of plans on there. So it's, again, you can go to HBG Solo, you can go to Get Healthy, you can Google a broker in your area to help you get a plan. You can go on the ACA exchanges. So there's lots of opportunity. But I would tell you, the first stop, if you want to save money as a solopreneur that is healthy, you're more than likely going to save a lot of money with us.
Yeah, it all comes down to comparing your options. If you're not shopping, you're not comparing all your options, you might be leaving a lot of money on the table. And, you know, you as a consumer, this is our best defense as consumers, right? It's shopping, it's comparing. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain by just getting some information, getting quotes, seeing what is an option. Then when you have all that information, you can make an informed decision. So, Tom, if I start that process, what can I expect? What, you know, how long does it typically take? What does that whole, you know, application process look like?
Well, with us, it's very quick. As I've mentioned, it takes about 5 minutes or less to get through to the point where you're making a buying decision on your plan. And again, you can hold your rate while you explore other options. You'll get an email from us. That does require an email address, or just screenshot your rates and keep looking around until you're ready to buy. Once you're ready to buy, again, it's nothing. It's like you're going online to buy something on Amazon. You're putting in a credit card, getting your plan. You're going to be given the contractual documents that make it, you know, all legit and legal. And that's about it. It's a very quick process. I think what people want to do is their homework. That should take longer than buying the insurance itself. You should definitely explore your options, as you said earlier.
Tom, as an expert in this industry, you've been in healthcare a long time. What do you think are some kind of just tips that entrepreneurs should follow to make sure they're saving money and they're getting the best coverage for the money that they put into healthcare? I mean, as you said, we all hope we never have to use our health insurance.
Right.
But the reality is, you know, as we live our lives and get older, we're going to need it. So we want to make sure we're getting the most for our money. What are maybe some tips that you think people are overlooking when it comes to making this you know, specific purchase?
Well, one thing is for certain, I would strongly suggest that folks, if they're taking on solo, or even if it's another high deductible type of a plan, that with solo, the $2,500 and $5,000 deductible plans are HSA compatible. I would strongly suggest that if you're saving, the average savings on solo is $420 a month or $5,000 a year. If you're saving that kind of money, coming off an exchange or some other plan, I would suggest that you put a good portion of your savings into a health savings account. It's got, as you know, because you've written about it, and I know you've spoken about it on Money Girl, you've got, what, triple tax advantage on that, right? So that's a great way to save money. It's also, if you're not for solo and you are looking at the exchanges, a health savings account's another way to lower your income to achieve your subsidy. So those are just two things that come to mind, Laura, on what people should do and what they should take the time to do. But a health savings account is just a brilliant way to save for the future. And by accumulating money in a health savings account, you're really paying for a future deductible, right? So if you have a $5,000 deductible and you're putting in $2,500 a year into your HSA, and for the most part, you're just using the plan for preventive care, which is all covered in full, you know, you're raising money, you're accumulating savings in that account for that rainy day fund. When you do need to fund your deductible, it can come right out of there.
Yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned the HSA, because I don't think you can put too much money in an HSA, right? And even if you don't need to use it, that money kind of turns into like a retirement account. Once you're over 65, it's something that you can take. Yes, you're going to have to pay tax on any expenses that are not qualified or any costs that are not qualified, but you're not going to be penalized for using that money. There is no penalty there. So
right.
It really is a very flexible account. And yes, if you're a good candidate for a high deductible plan, oh my gosh, by all means, you should be maxing out an HSA every year. And we're going to see a little bit of a bump in those contribution limits for next year. So, which is good news for savers. I always love to see that. So definitely look into the HSA. If you've got that HSA qualified plan, there's no reason not to have your HSA kind of as a companion, opportunity to save money and reduce taxes at the same time.
Absolutely. That's what I could think of. I'm wondering if you have any more little suggestions, tips for folks to consider. I'm sure you do.
You know,
I'm not interviewing you, but take it away.
You know, one thing I always tell people, especially at this time of year, as we get toward the end of the year, look at, have you maxed out your deductible? Have you used that? If you're at the point where you've fulfilled your deductible, you want to start using that plan, start making some appointments and getting some preventive care done before the end of the year. Everything that you can squeeze in before December 31st is going to be extra that the insurance company is going to pay for you. Now, you can't overdo that. You can't, a lot of times there's limits on how many, let's say, appointments you can make, particularly like going to the dentist or maybe physical therapy might put a limit on a number of appointments. But, in a lot of cases, people kind of forget that they have maxed out the deductible and could be getting, squeezing a little bit more out of their plan by the end of the year.
Absolutely. And it brings to mind one more thing. There are a lot of people that are uninsured today. And if hopefully with this podcast, you learned that you should get insurance. If you were to join HPG Solo by the 15th of November for December 1st, we have a special arrangement with a 13-month plan year where your plan would be effective December 1st and your rates and your deductible are all the way through the year 24. So rates stay the same, 13-month rate and a 13-month deductible. And if you do the math on that deductible has 8% more power over the course of 13 months than it does over 12. Not to confuse things, but anyone uninsured, I like your point about getting care done if you're through your deductible and get it done while the plan pays 100%. But if you're uninsured, you can take that approach as well.
Tom, if folks are thinking that they really don't understand how the pricing works, or they're just looking for more resources to understand HBG Solo, where should they go?
Coincidental with the launch today, November 1 of the podcast, we are also up on our website is a special tab for Money Girl podcast listeners where there'll be talking points. I go through a little bit more on the obesity epidemic and how saving 50% is possible when you join a group of like-minded healthy people because you don't have the claims in the group that warrant such high rates. So there'll be some supportive information. And as I said earlier, our service team and myself personally, we're available to talk to any listeners. So that, just know that there'll be some supporting documentation on HBG Solo at the same time that the podcast is airing.
Tom, as we wrap up, is there anything else you want to make sure that listeners know about?
I think what I'd like to leave your listeners with is hopefully to dispel some myths about coverage on the ACA. A lot of people think that they are completely locked in joining the ACA, and that's really not true. You can leave the ACA at any time and join our plan as an example. We don't have an open enrollment such as 1-1 and all the way through. Now, if you leave the ACA without a life event, getting married, having a child, losing your insurance coverage, you know, a life event, a qualifying event, you can't get back into the ACA until the January of the following year. But you do have options. If you find out mid-year you're overpaying for ACA because you didn't know about Solo, as an example, you can join Solo, get with the savings, and reevaluate the following January. So we are completely flexible. You're never locked in. You can join Solo for January of 24. And if you didn't like it for whatever reason, that is a qualifying event. If you decide to terminate your coverage with Solo, you're losing your insurance from your business. That is a qualifying event. We supply a letter, and we would go so far as our service team would help you get back onto the ACA exchange if that's what you want to do. So I think what the message is HBG Solo Health Collective is new. It's new and it's very innovative. This has really never been available to employers, to sole proprietors before this year, really, or last year, I should say. So it's new. We understand that. And what I just described is really a try it, you'll like it. Because if you don't like it, you can always get back to the exchange.
That's really great for listeners to know, I think. And even if you're listening right now and you are employed and you've got insurance through work, maybe down the road you may become self-employed. Maybe down the road you're going to know somebody in your family who could benefit from this product. So I think this is really great information. And again, the more information we have as consumers, the less we're going to pay, the better value we're going to get. So this is kind of like one more tool in the toolbox to make sure that you are really getting the best insurance for your money. I appreciate you creating this product, telling us about it. It's, as you said, quite innovative. So thanks for bringing it to market.
You're welcome. And again, thank you for having me. And I'm always available. You can go to hbgsolo.com and reach out to me. Any of your listeners that have questions, we are here to help. Thank you.
Thanks again to Tom for coming on the show and giving us a lot of great information about options for the self-employed to get the health insurance they need for not only a healthy physical life, but a healthy financial life. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchins. Our advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. And our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.